One of his socks. So,
well, is Jesus the same person as Michael Dean?
That's a record.
Well, you're his sock.
I'm his sock puppet. That means he has his hand up my took. Oh, hey, I didn't see you there, audience. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Curry Studios. We agorism your agorism with agorism and agorism. And agorism, what is agorism?
You can't say that. You're not an agorist.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I've been delisted. I never said I was, but now I like... Now when people ask me, how are you?
We're all agorists now.
What are you? I'm going to say, I'm anything but an agorist. You know, agorism is left libertarianism.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
The guy who invented it, the one man who invented it, Samuel Konkin III.
Yes, but there's a lot of evidence that there was conversations between him and Rothbard about which direction to go with it, and it's not left libertarianism in the fashion that people recognize it currently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's more. I mean. Counter-economics in general does fly largely in the face of capital, like, you know, hardcore capitalism, I guess. So
the thing about agorism, every agorist I know is either pretty much broke or in prison.
I'm an agorist and I'm neither.
Yeah, you're one of the weird little success stories, but I also think you shouldn't really admit you're an agorist.
I know, but whatever. I've already admitted more than that on the air multiple times. I'm not really worried about it at this point.
So, Jeremy.
Yes, Michael.
What's your last name?
Tonight we'll go with Heisenbergler. I like that one.
Heisenagorist?
Heisenagorist.
Heisen not an agorist.
Heisenagorist, but not really.
All right. What is agorism? For those people who are driving their grandchildren, listening to the radio from the VFW picnic to the church picnic at 1 a.m. and who don't know. What's agorism?
I don't even know the textbook definition of it, but the simplest terms that I've been able to put it into is basically, I mean, it's based on like what they call counter economics, which is not using the fiat money system or anything like that. Basically working in, I think the modern day agorist is okay with Bitcoin as far as I know. But
no,
you know,
not all of them.
No,
not,
that's why I said, okay.
Shulman.
Yeah. Well, he's the god of all agorism over there. Oh,
he
man.
Says
that
he
guy.
Is. Yeah. The name of this episode. Okay. So agorism is basically trying as much as possible to, it's just putting a name and a strategy on something people have done forever, which is working under the table.
Yeah,
it's basically working under the table to try to collapse the state. See, I don't think it will ever collapse the state. I think the only useful thing about it, other than, hey, everyone, you know what? The thing is, like, there are people who love the government who, you know, work under the table and don't pay as much taxes as they're supposed to, you know?
Well, I would say that agorism itself will not collapse the state. It could if enough people participated in it at the same time. Well, exactly. For the most part, it won't happen. However, I think it's an important tool towards that end, which is why I engage in it and why I encourage others to do so. Because even on smaller scales, even just like in states or counties or communities, if enough people start doing that type of stuff within that given population, things have to change, which is what I preach, and basically some of the stuff Ben Stone preaches in his book and some of his other writings.
Preach,
and stuff.
Preach it, brother Ben.
You know, which is non-compliance, and just I took it a step further, and I've said for a while that, you know, the more people that do that, they can't stop you. when they're outnumbered as it is, and enough people just say no, you don't have to be violent about it, just say no. So but I think you're right. It won't end it by itself. It definitely won't do that. But I think it could be an important part.
I think what's good about it is, I think it's kind of like not voting. I don't think not voting will ever collapse the state, but I think not voting has about the same value as agorism, which is in and of itself will do nothing, but it's a really good thought exercise to get you in the right mind frame of, you know, not playing their game. That's why I think.
Well, that is another good. That is a good another good aspect, especially for people who are just learning about economics. Like when I first got into all this, I really didn't know much about it. I had to kind of learn from the ground up, and you know, it's being able to put it in practice is helpful. You know, like I know a lot of people, and I'm sure Shulman will disagree with this. Will disagree with this, but. You know, I've heard a lot of people discuss the fact that like agorism essentially can be anarcho-capitalism in the theory of anarcho-capitalism in practice.
Sure.
To a certain extent, you know, like, so that's, and people who are doing that right now who are getting around underneath, above, whatever the stain, to just engage in voluntary transactions where nobody is getting injured and it's consensual on both sides, like it's nothing nefarious, like they would like you to believe. That's all it is. That's all it really is. It's just engaging in voluntary transactions with people and not using the state's silly regulation systems or money supply or any of that stuff.
Yeah, and, It works great for any business that you can run out of your home or your car. It doesn't work so well for things that require a factory. Like you really couldn't start at, well, I don't want to say couldn't, but it would be extraordinarily difficult to start and sustain an agorist run car manufacturing company, for instance. But it wouldn't be hard to run an agorist mechanic shop where you're violating these ridiculous software licenses they have in the new cars, where, you know, like nobody can touch the car except the authorized dealer. If there was someone who had a way around that and did it cheaper and did it in a way that neither he nor the user would get caught, that could be done in an agorist way. You know, like servicing cars could be done in an agorist way. So we're kind of burying the lead here, but we're really not, because we're explaining for the people in the cheap seats what we're talking about. So agorism is this, I would say kind of, it's kind of a small school of libertarianism, which is kind of a small school to begin with. You know, the funny thing is, what we're going to spend a lot of time on today is talking about this guy, Shulman, J. Neil Shulman. Yeah, we're doing our
L. Ron Shulman.
Yeah, we're doing our
J. Neil Hubbard,
Seinfeld thing. You know, Newman, because we kind of feel that way about this guy. Because okay, this is a guy, J. Neil Shulman, sci-fi writer. He's done a few other things. He's done some good work.
Produced one of the most god-awful movies the world has ever seen.
Yeah. So he thinks we're trolling him, you know, being just intentionally mean to him because we keep talking about him. But really, it's more like we will admit he's done some good work. Well, I haven't ever seen any. I haven't looked at it. I never bothered with it. But a lot of people, or some people, a couple people I know who I respect have said they've read his books.
This one guy someplace, you know.
Yeah.
I know him a little bit. He said it was good. I'm like, all right, fine.
No, there's a few people I know who've read his books and say they're great. But he made a horrible movie, and he recently, we're going to read this thing where he maintains that if you don't love his horrible movie that he thinks is great, you are not an agorist, which leads to the title of this show tonight, which is...
Oh, what did we decide on?
It's the ongoing auto-authority asphyxiation of J. Neil Shulman. Because I feel like this guy is basically hanging himself with his own rope as far as his public persona and his legacy by being pretty much, I don't know if insane's the word, but like he keeps
referring... He's getting close.
He keeps referring to his authority, like, you know, by the power vested in Shulman by Shulman, I have determined that you people who don't love my movie are not agorists. Like he has become the central authority of decentralized economics. He has made himself that. And he also,
that's pretty funny.
He also, we're going to get into how he has for over a decade, under his own name, under sock puppet names, and under just IP addresses, has gone on Wikipedia and edited articles about his stuff or him, which is a big violation. Like, on Wikipedia, if you get caught doing that, like, you are kicked off Wikipedia. That's one of the big rules. Like, even if it's right, you are not allowed to edit your articles. And then he's also edited the agorism article to vastly overstate his involvement. He says he's the co-creator of it, and none of his citations check out. They're all circular references, which is also a no-no on Wikipedia. Like, basically, like, you know, so-and-so went on Wikipedia, not J. Neil Schulman, someone else, obviously, and said, you know, like, it's him, but said, you know, like, added edits that say, like, J. Neil Schulman is the co-creator of agorism, and then he has a citation, which you're supposed to have on Wikipedia, and then you go to the citation. If you actually download the thing that's cited and dig through it and find the actual place he's cited, it doesn't say what he says it says. So no one has ever called him the co-creator of agorism except him, you know, is what it comes down to. And that's a no-no. And it's also really like, it's not only a violation of Wikipedia principles, but it and rules. It is, there's something really icky about it to me.
It's a violation, you know, of the D-bar principle.
Yeah, don't be a D, right?
Well, I do the D bar, that don't be a Richard, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. I think I invented that phrase, but then I like the abbreviation. Yeah. Neiman, I did. And I'm going to cite myself on Wikipedia as having done so. Here's the thing. Okay. If you are anybody who's of any importance, you should be able to find one other person who believes in your stuff enough to go on Wikipedia and add the citation. You know,
well, like, you know, like, what if it's like his mom, though? I mean, technically, that's one other person.
It has to be someone who has nothing to do with the person, but
just a fan.
You know, if what he says is so true that everyone should know it, somebody else should have gone and put this stuff on there. It shouldn't.
Yeah,
have
to he seems to be putting like an awful lot of pressure on a dead guy to produce the evidence.
I like, yeah, that's a fact too. Like, you know, the person who could argue this is dead.
Yeah, and how long is it? Didn't he die like 2004 or something like that? Was it that long ago?
Something like
that.
Like after the book Alongside Night and before the horrible movie.
Horrible.
All right.
Horrible movie.
So I think we've set the stage for the evening.
Oh
yeah,
gonna go neckbeard whale hunting.
Yeah worms. All right,
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you tired of stinky socialists trying to take over America?
And are you also tired of theorists talking about the free market as a cure-all for every problem with no firsthand experience of how the market actually works?
Well, the Truth Justice American Way app gives you wall-to-wall shows by hosts who not only understand the market, but tell you how they make money in a variety of patriotic endeavors.
The Truth Justice American Way app for Android is 24/7 streaming audio content on the topics of finance, liberty, self-defense, and technology.
All the hosts are all American Americans from all over America.
And the app is made in Wyoming, the cowboy state.
Because you should buy American, even with free Android apps.
Truth Justice American Way. Useful information, compelling personalities, and superior American audio quality.
Go on the Google Play Store or the Amazon App Store and search Truth Justice American Way.
God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
And the N-word means not an agorist, apparently. So let's read this this thing on Facebook that Jim Jesus posted. We read this the other day, but it's kind of leading up to this all Schulman all the time. I can't do it. All right. So you want to read this? You got it up? You can't claim to be a fundamentalist Christian. So
oh, yeah.
This is something Schulman posted a couple days ago, responding to us and others, but mainly goaded on by us, talking about how horrible his movie Alongside Night is. And again, maintaining, people say the book's great, but this movie, which he, I think, wrote and I know directed, horrible movie. And he believes it's a great movie. That is like,
well, he tempers it with this status that he posted, but it's still not as good.
He also tempers it with that the budget was less than $1 million. If that budget was anything close to $1 million, he's even worse of a filmmaker than I thought. Because the budget to me, and I am a filmmaker who's actually had more commercial success with films than he has, I would estimate the budget, depending on what he paid the actors. But, you know, if, like, I think he paid one of them probably, and the rest probably worked for lunch and beer. You know, he paid the one that is kind of a, like, staple on late night sci-fi channel. What's the guy's name?
Kevin Sorbo.
Who also said he didn't like this movie and didn't like being in it.
Yeah, I thought he had said that.
Allegedly. But you know, I think the budget of this movie is more like under $50,000, not under $1 million. Well, technically, that's under $1 million. So. All right. Go ahead. Please.
All right. So his post for me that is, you can't claim to be a fundamentalist Christian and hate the Bible. You can't claim to be a Muslim and declare the Quran a piece of crap. You can't claim to be a student of objectivism and say Atlas Shrugged is the worst novel ever written. You can't claim to love America, but think half American voters belong in a basket of deplorables.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. If your aesthetics are such that a clear expression... Aesthetics. What is the...
Is that spelled wrong?
It's
fancy... Yeah, it's probably a fancy way
that
of saying
it. That a clear expression of agorist content... Clear. In your face... expression of agorist content would be more accurate in a more than competently made low budget indie film turns you off. Please stop calling yourself an agorist, because you're not. You can claim to be any other flavor of free thinker you like, and then he lists a bunch of things, and half of them I've never even heard of. But you are not an agorist.
Yeah, a bunch of other like really obscure branches of a really obscure branch.
Libertarian patriarch and distributivist. Like those are not really common.
Well, it's like, you know, you got to remember that agorism was created by a guy who loved Dungeons and Dragons, you know, who was playing with 29 sided die, and Shulman was hanging out with him in his crap, allegedly, you know, I don't know, hanging out with him in his dirty, filthy apartment. Not Shulman, the other guy. Yeah.
Konkin.
Yeah. I heard he had that's kind of a known thing, is that Konkin like lived horribly in a dirty, filthy apartment with food containers rotting everywhere. All right, so go on.
Yummy.
He was single, by the way.
Well, that's the end. That's the end of his post. But
okay,
now
but not the end of our comments.
Oh no! Well, I mean, starting with this one, it's hysterical because he's called, you know, he's declaring who
he's
can
the
call himself
an agorizer of agorism.
Yeah, apparently. And, you know, we were talking earlier, it's very convenient that the only person who can, you know, really challenge any of these things that he's saying has been
dead
in the ground for 13 or so years. Yeah. 12, 13 years.
Yeah. So Francis Bacon commented on this. And, you know, Jane Dale Shulman was complaining about being broke. He talks about being a great expert on economics, but he's also broke. And also he not only loves circular references, he also loves straw men, because he keeps pointing out that I take donations, so I'm a hypocrite to criticize him for taking donations.
He doesn't take donations.
He's very
specific about that. I don't know why he would be arguing with that.
But I mainly complained about the fact that he was asking for payment for things he did years ago. Yeah. All right. But Francis Bacon says maybe he could sell badges that say genuine 100% certified agorist. Might help with his money woes too. We'll be back with more about Shulman.
There you go, Neil.
Yeah.
Take that idea and run with it.
Yeah.
You're You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Thank you for being a fiend. You may know the show is Triggerweens. We're saying worms and your new bigger buttons on. And if you threw a party and invited every yak you knew, you would see we'd still follow the NAP, and we're covered by Bipcot. Thank you for being a fiend.
Say, what brand of anarchist capitalism do you espouse? I'm going to say internet on the radio. Yeah. So, hi, Jim Jesus. How are you?
Hi.
Hey. Speak up and.
Oh, I'm great. I didn't see you come in.
I didn't see you come in. That's a reference to a horrible contrived part of the J. Neil Schulman horrific, just horror show of a movie. Beyond Night, After Night, Tonight.
No, there wasn't a part. There wasn't a part that was like that. But what it was I did a review of it, and I did that in my review. Like, oh, hi, I didn't see you come in because there was a part in it where he was holding up a book, like he couldn't wasn't noticing, and it was a clear display of like I'm reading this book. It was a total.
You know what that's from?
Book signaling.
Yeah. It's book signaling. You know what that's from? Is Masterpiece Theater? I think. Isn't that how it started? I know that there's a lot of Simpsons with Krusty the Clown. Or not Krusty the Clown. Who's his replacement that's his refined brother?
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, Sideshow Bob. Sideshow Mel. Yeah, Sideshow Mel. That's it. Yeah, which is played by the two brothers, the actors who play the brothers on Frasier. Do you know that?
Sideshow Mel was not Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer was Sideshow Bob.
Right, and Sideshow Mel was whoever played his brother.
David Hyde Pierce.
Niles. Yes. Yeah, they have that mid-Atlantic accent. All right, so, Jim, you got this thing open? We're going to read some of this.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong one.
Stuff.
Well, no, I don't. I was too busy trying to send you this.
All right, I'm going
to
read it.
Then I sent you the wrong one.
Wait, Jeremy, you got it? Internet on the radio? Jeremy?
Yeah, what are we reading? I have everything up.
The comments on Jim's thing. Jim Alexander IV said...
I'm an ANCAP, and the story of your enslavement was pretentious as
F.
AF. Am I not an ANCAP now?
Yeah, that's a really, like, you have to be following this show to get that. Or at least following that other guy we don't like. All right, so let's see. Jeremy...
the Canadian philosopher.
Jeremy Hengler, self-declared philosopher. Jeremy Hengler said, appeal to his own insignificance. I like
that.
Scott Sanders said, Scott Sanders, who's one of these are all fiends. Scott Sanders, who's one of the editors, he edited last night's show, said, might as well be saying, if you don't like my crappy movie, don't call yourself an agorist. I think that's what he is saying.
Yeah, that's what that's
well, what, he thinks it's not a crappy movie. He thinks it's
that's exactly
movie.
What he's saying.
Let's see. Jared Mark says, I'm comparing my stuff to holy scriptures of various religions. Agorism isn't a religion.
And he's actually a YouTuber, so.
Ah.
Yeah. Eagle Eye 1975. He's a minarchist.
All right. So we read the rest of these. So let's go to
the
my
revolutionary
posting of it.
You didn't see the revolutionary agorist cadre page that he owns where he was fighting with Jeffrey Denny.
Oh no.
I don't know
link
what
you
that
had
is
during the break, but right, it was glorious.
Let's keep this a little like not so inside baseball. I'm going to stop right now.
Well, this is the public area.
Right, but I'm going to stop right now and give Jim a haircut. After I left the show last night, and you made it really hard. You joke a little too much sometimes. You were making it hard for Angela to get out her spiel about what's wrong with the U.S. military-industrial complex. And when
that's why I like being on the show with Angela.
No, but when you're Angela's the one person you should just let her go when she wants to go and not interrupt
her.
I think so. Because she's brilliant, man. And she didn't quite attain brilliance because she kept road blocking over your joke blocking. So there. All right.
I'm only improving her.
Okay. So, Jeremy, you have the other practice. Facebook thing up where people posted about the ridiculousness of this movie.
The one on your page?
No, not yeah, on my page. Not of this movie, but of his defense of this movie. His, you're not, it's the, what's it called? The No Real Scotsman. That's the name of that logical fallacy.
No true
no, no real Scotsman. No true Scotsman would blah, blah, blah. Yeah. No true agorist. Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones from this one was this Dalebert. I can't remember much about it other than I walked in on it and I was immediately stunned at how bad it was. Like, it was written, directed, and shot by 12-year-olds who somehow convinced their parents to act it for the fun of it.
I love that comment. That's so accurate. That's what
it was, yeah, it really was. It was, I mean... Yeah. I'm sorry, Schulman.
Schulman.
It was a bad movie. I only sat through it because Jim insisted that I would get pleasure out of it anyway, despite how bad it was, and he was correct. And I mean, I actually, you know. And then I got even more enjoyment out of Jim's reviews of the movie after I had watched it.
I think you got a little bit more. More enjoyment out of the other movie I recommended. The other bad movie that I recommended that you would enjoy.
I think you like that one more. The Happening? What was it?
The Happening.
No, that one was really good. Horribly bad, too.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that one actually had lots of money behind it.
And stars.
Yeah.
I mean, real star power. Who was it? It was
Mark Deschanel and Marky Mark. Yeah.
Joy Deschanel's not real star power, but she, you know, she plays a compelling pixie girl. Well, she did 10 years ago. All right. So go on, please. Thank you. I love the meme you made, Jim.
I've never heard. Oh, was it Daryl Perry? I've never seen his movie or read the book. Do I still get to call myself an agorist if I want to? Apparently,
that's interesting.
No.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, if you haven't read the Word of God, you know, if you've heard of it but haven't read it, you're not getting into heaven, in agorist heaven.
Well, wasn't most, I mean, like a lot of the Christians early on before they had access to the Bible, they never read the book. They were just basically told what was in the book by, you know, by the the fathers and the priests at the time, right?
Yeah.
So you have a large section of Christianity by under this definition. They would not be considered Christians, according to Schulman, because they had never read the Bible, let alone know if they liked it or not.
Well, the 12 apostles considered themselves Jews, too. They considered what they were doing a branch of Judaism.
Yep. And they never read the Bible, because it wasn't published until...
They never read the Bible.
Until it was like 10 years after his death.
I know.
Yep. At least.
All right, so...
I thought it was, that was like 200 years or something.
Yeah.
Like read some more of these, please.
Oh, okay. I was looking ahead, because I really want to lambast them about something, but...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Where's it? Paul Gordon, the mall scene makes me want to ban all films, past and future, forever, just in case that scene or something like it is ever made again.
And I'll bet Schulman will read that and be like, if you want to ban things, you're not really an agorist or a libertarian. Yeah. And he's not going to get that's humor.
There was a picture... Yeah, there was a picture I made where I had said something along the lines of it was a hate crime or something like that, and he was like, "Libertarian hate crime. Libertarians don't believe in hate crimes." So I had made a meme out of that, out of the Dax character from Hitchhiker's Guide, Guardians of the Galaxy, where he just didn't understand any kind of humor sarcasm. Or sarcasm or he didn't even understand that. He just does not understand humor.
Yeah, you know who's actually lectured me most often about our state speech is hate speech stickers and buttons with that same thing, with the I don't get humor and I'm going to lecture you because if you're a real libertarian, you don't believe in hate speech. Of course we don't. That's why we made the damn thing. You know who usually lectures me about that the most is newly minted libertarians, like people who've been a libertarian for about 6 months or less, you know, who've like read a bunch of Mises and don't have a sense of humor anymore, and can't see sarcasm. All right.
Libertarians
for 6 months.
And
they're all angry.
Yeah.
Libertarians for 6 months, so that means they just became an ANCAP.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're in the angry anarchist phase. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, they're a minarchist for 5 months and 25 days. And then, yeah. All right. So read another one. Please.
Let's see. And then Ron Helwig said, when I saw the movie at Porkfest, I was so peeved. It was a great book, but the movie was produced so horribly that I almost walked out. Almost. Why didn't you? It was a pre-release version, but the quality was terrible and the acting was too scripted, cliched, and far too in your face, which is exactly, you know, that's what I said before. You can't, like, everything just... Like,
you know what?
Placement is not even a word anymore after what he did.
Overt. It's so overt. It just kills any, like, humanity the movie could have, but doesn't anyway. But you know what? Here's a little fun factoid. 2 years ago, when I went to Porkfest and I showed some of my movies there, they asked me when I wanted to show them. And they said, you know, I don't know if you want to show it at this time because Daniel Schulman is debuting his movie alongside Night in town at a movie theater. And I'm like, and I looked it up and it was like, while I'm talking to the person I'm booking with, and it's like, it's off site, like 10 miles, and it's $10 in a theater. And it's like, who's going to want to, you know, everyone's drunk by 7 p.m. at Porkfest. Who's going to want to risk driving drunk and getting arrested to go pay money to see a movie? I said, I want to show my movie at the exact time his movie is showing in town. That's how I determined when I showed Guns and Weed the Road to Freedom.
But there was free pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Will there be snacks?
There'll be snacks and pumpkin pie. Yeah. So I sent you a link to the Revolutionary Agorist Cadre Facebook page, which is like his public stick for this film that, you know, he tries to promote every once in a while.
Revolutionary, yeah.
Which is
the name of the group. He got a lot less comments than we did when he posted about it.
And there was this thread.
Nobody likes him, Schulman.
Yeah, and he's basically trying to make the claim that Agorist Ball, who had got him to start talking about this, and he was the catalyst for, or they were the catalyst for that blog post that Neil just wrote, because they made a meme about how bad it was.
Because they heard us talking about it.
Yeah, and it was basically
I'm not saying we are the co-inventors of dissing the person who claims to be the co-inventor of agorism.
Oh, no.
I'm taking the weight off other people, and I'm saying, J. Neil Schulman, address all of your hate mail to the Freedom Fiends collectively, because you are a pretty collectivist, but go on.
So he was trying to make this claim, and I said, why would I want to first debate you about the movie? Because the content of a movie, the subjective opinion is not really up for debate. That's why we were kind of joking about on the law.
Then he said it's a fact that the movie's great.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a fact of something being objectively good or not, or subjectively good.
It's a fact that it's a bad movie, I would say. So many people think it is. He's the only person who thinks it's good.
Rich Paul likes it.
That says a lot.
But anyway,
we're going out.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers, and some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence, or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any tomfoolery. So go with agoristhosting.com. And if you want to get your foot in the door with decentralized marketplaces, Agorist Hosting is now offering Open Bazaar hosting. Go to agoristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted Now. I like Jim's meows the best of anyone's meows in here.
So to kind of sum up what Neil was saying on his page was,
Tell Neil. Who's Neil? Schulman.
Neil Schulman was the guy who created Alongside Night. Terrible, terrible movie. And he's defending this, saying that anybody who disagrees that it's a good movie is not an agorist.
He's not a true Scotsman. I mean,
yes, agorist. Not a true Scotsman. Agorist. And so basically, once I kind of made it, you know, like, that's your whole premise. I'm not going to debate it because it's centered around it's a logical flaw. It's a logical fallacy that it's basically
a science fiction writer who can't live in the here and now. Oh, I'm sorry.
And he said, no, it's about disliking the agorist content of it. Okay, it's like, now that's interesting, because that actually can be an argument. Now, where did Agorist Ball or anyone else say that? And then he provided, you know, like a picture of him not liking the actual film, not the agorist content. I'm like, I knew I was going to be disappointed.
He's in a straw man. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what it boils down to.
He says something you didn't, and then he attacks that. That's classic straw man. And I'm sorry.
I agree with the agorist part of the film. I do. I like it.
I would apologize what I just said about sci-fi writers. That's, they're not all out of touch.
They're not all Schulman.
Schulman!
Yeah, there's L. Neil Smith in the world, but he liked the movie.
He's an angry... I like his body of work better, but he's a cranky MF. One time I posted something about, I sent him something asking him to talk about my friend who runs a libertarian school in Ghana, Africa. And it's a legit thing. Like, people from, you know, people we know have been there to this thing to see it's real. And I sent it to him, and he just started screaming at me, like, don't send me your, like, he basically acted like I was Tony Styles. You know, like, without even reading the thing, like, oh, you sent me something about Africa. Don't send me your scams. And he also like yelled at Davy Barker for copyright abuse and called him something horrible. I can't remember what, for copyright violation. He's one of those IP libertarians.
Oh, yeah.
Property libertarian.
Like Schulman.
Schulman says he's not, but then he is sometimes. It's weird. So
he told me that he was against intellectual property to me personally, and then now he's defending intellectual property in a blog post. So
Yeah,
that's what I read. So that's what I was
His thing's beyond intellectual property. His thing's like, you know, not only can you not copy my movie, but you have to bow down to my movie. You know what? Mm-hmm. I think that he is doing more to turn people off of agorism than anybody anywhere. I really do, because you know, whatever merits agorism may or may not have, and, you know, it's not my thing for sure. But you know, if you Google agorism at this point, what's going to come to the top is like him screaming and claiming to be the co-creator of it and yelling at people and saying they're not agorists. Like, if that was like libertarianism, I would still be voting. You know, I'd still be a statist if that's what liberty was about. Fortunately, agorism is a tiny bit of a tiny thing. You know, liberty's pretty small, but agorism, here's, check this out. Okay, so on the agorism Wikipedia page, it says, let's see, what does it describe this page as? Somewhere it describes it as like low level importance libertarianism pages. That's one of the categories that this page is in. And that's been determined, you know, by libertarians who edit on Wikipedia, who know their stuff. So there. But J. Neil Schulman would say they're not real libertarians because, yeah.
Well, because he is
true libertarians, trademarked.
TWU. You know, TWU, TWUE, is a term making fun of people who's, it's in kink, and it's for people who are, you know, who say they're true dominants, like in their, and it's something that, like, usually like 15-year-old boys who are virgins in their room posting, like, you know, descriptions of their dominance to try to attract a woman to be submissive to them, say they are true dominants, and usually often in all caps. And people who've been around a lot longer in kink communities make fun of that by calling that person TWU. TWU!
What about TWUfers? The people who think that everything's a conspiracy, but they call it truth. It's the truth about 9/11. It's TWUfer. TWUfers.
I think Schulman is a TWU agorist. And when we get back in hour two, we're going to talk about him editing Wikipedia to insert himself, which is a big violation.
I don't want to think about him inserting anything anywhere.
I have the documents.
If you can't, you can't make history, just pretend you made. Just put it in Wikipedia anyway.
Worms.
Shit.
Worms.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Peace Plaza on the artificial satellite, Lit Pair 2017, in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Hey, so this is Michael Dean. I'm here with Jim Jesus, and that was Jeremy. Jim Jesus was meowing with me, and Jeremy Hengler was reading the intro. So,
Orangier.
Yeah, we're talking about this guy, J. Neil Schulman, who claims to have invented something that nobody really knows about called agorism. Like, this is his big, like, everyone must bow down to me because I am the co-inventor of agorism. And, like, walk up to somebody at work tomorrow and say, do you know what agorism is? They're going to, like, what? What? Isn't that something the ancient Greeks did?
I don't know what that is.
It's something the ancient Greeks did in bathhouses, isn't it? So speaking of young boys.
The average person is definitely not going to know what agorism is.
We're going to talk a bit about this editing that J. Neil Schulman most certainly did himself. Actually, even like openly at one point until he got banned, of the Wikipedia article about agorism to continually insert himself in. When other people who are experienced Wikipedia editors said, your proof doesn't work, we're deleting this, get out, to the point where they blocked him. One of the other people, interesting, when somebody was looking at this evidence and collecting these documents, one of the interesting things was there was a, someone else attempted to insert themselves into this article as being important to the genesis of agorism. It was one edit, not dozens, like Schulman. It was Brad Spangler. Do you guys know who Brad Spangler is?
Didn't he have a memorial
playground?
Yeah, yeah. Pork Fest. He's a self-professed child molester who raped his daughter repeatedly between like the ages of 10 and 14.
Yeah.
And he's not in prison because he waited until the statute of limitations in his state was up plus a couple days and then outed himself on Facebeef because he had some need to do this and named his daughter by name, like dragged her into the, like she had almost, you know, gotten over this. Like, I don't like my dad. I'm not going to talk to him, but then he brought her back into this, like, as an adult. So,
well, the reason why they think they did that is because he turned in a computer, and they think that there might have been pornography CP of the time. That's CP. Yeah, CP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that's so horrid on talk radio and just in general, you just say CP. That's the thing. You don't even type that in an email, because if you type that in an email, you're suddenly watched, even if you would never look at that. Yeah. So, CP, but they probably check CP now anyway. So,
I think the FBI just wants a copy to look at.
Yeah, they have more of it than anybody, and they actually were caught distributing it. Yeah. So I'm not saying that anyone who would edit the Wikipedia page on agorism to try to insert themselves is a child molester, but someone who's a child molester also did that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying that. I'm not even being sarcastic.
There's a
precedent. Schulman's just a jerk. Schulman's not a child molester, but
I know.
A child molester also tried to insert himself into this. Now, speaking of creepy things and Center for a Stateless Society, C4SS, which is the organization that the leftist libertarian organization that Spangler was associated with. Also associated with that was that chick who narked all her friends out to get out of prison. Remember her? What's her name?
No. Who is this?
You know, who's that?
You don't know about this?
Oh, no. Man.
Wow. I'll have my crackhead research guess
I'm not OG enough.
Yeah, that's been discussed on The Fiends. Stacey Litch.
I missed that actual story, but I know the name and I know
that. Yeah, she and what's his name? Spangler were both like completely disavowed by Center for Stateless Society. So I wrote Angela Keaton and Center for Stateless Society is not a bad, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they're lefty. We're not. But okay, but anyway,
I don't read enough of their stuff to.
So Angela Keaton is great. Angela Keaton's great and a Fiends co-host, and used to be involved with some stuff. She's not anymore, like Center for Stateless Society and the Libertarian Party. You know, back when she was, you know, greener. So she was involved in this. So. I sent out this group email to a bunch of fiends today talking about how I had the subject line was, I call shenanigans on J. Neil Schulman's claim that he is the co-inventor of agorism, period, and then in all caps, and I have the documents. So I enumerated the whole thing, and Angela said, I swear I've been on the same topic email chain years ago with Center for Stateless Society editors. So basically, like, this has come up before. And then she said, J. Neil is the HPV of libertarian socially transmittable diseases. Ouch. In other words, you know, you can forget he's there, but he keeps coming back and he can cause cancer.
That's how I read that.
Yeah. She also said, I asked if I could quote her. She said, yes. Please use the quote, I want it to catch fire, like the Liberty Movement's crotch after the group showing of Alongside Night at Folkfest. She certainly has a way to do a turn with words.
Oh,
I like it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So before we dive into reading what some new user named LibPar2017 on Wikipedia did today, didn't completely edit J. Neil Schulman out of the Wikipedia page on agorism, but edited two things out, left two things in for now, and put a rather lengthy explanation on the talk page for that article of why he did that, or she did that. Not me.
Or it.
Not me. It's a robot. Am I being detained? So,
1-0-0-1-1.
Before we get into that, I got one thing to say. I apologize for breaking my own rule. I spilled liquid last night during the show.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that? I heard that.
Well, if I were Tony Styles, I'd say everything's ruined and do this show over a telephone and say I need a lot of money. But I'm not Tony Styles and nothing was ruined because I thought really quickly, which was, first of all, I broke my own rule because in the very popular or somewhat popular, I'm not J. Neil Schulman, I'll say it's somewhat popular. I'm not going to overstate my importance. I made a video on YouTube called The Freedom Fiend's Guide to Podcasting. It's got a lot of useful information and it's like an hour plus long and it's got a few thousand views and people love it, and you know it's only got a few thousand views, but like everyone who's watched it has started a good podcast, I think. So but in that, one of the things I say is don't ever have an open glass of beer, coffee, water, Kool-Aid with, you know, Kool-Aid with what was it the other day, gluten-free suicide powder in it. Don't ever have liquid in an open glass around your equipment while you're doing a show, always use a sippy cup like a baby, like a child. So if you tip it over, which you will eventually do, you won't fry all your equipment. So last night I'd broken my rule. I usually have a sippy cup, but I had an open, like, you know, big old glass, like beer stein size glass, thick glass, you know, holds like between a pint and a quart of liquid, full of water. And I knocked it over and it went all over my table and fell down onto the wires, like the mass, the octopus of wires under my table. And I thought really quickly, I said, gotta go. Got off, like, immediately. DJ ran and got towels, got paper towels and towels. And I just turned everything off. I shut down everything.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it
down. And, like, unplugged everything. You know, and did it in a way that, like, I wouldn't get electrocuted. Like, basically used a wooden stick to do it. And then just sopped everything up, moved everything away from these wires, and, like, kind of fluffed them with my wooden stick so they could have some air and dry.
Fluffed them.
And left them for 2 hours till everything was completely dry, and then turned it back on. It was fine. So that's one life lesson for the day. The second life lesson for the day, somebody sent me their music the other day and it's pretty good, except there's one section in it that kept coming up in the song where the guitars were horribly out of tune, but not in a cool way, like not in the Residents kind of way. So, you know, he said, what do you think? And I'm like, well, it's pretty good, but I'll tell you some advice that is the only thing I'd learned spending $60,000 of Warner Brothers money on a mainstream producer, or kind of, you know, big producer. Who's that guy? I don't know. The guy that did the bomb record and charged us $60,000. The only thing I learned from him was, when you're recording, use a guitar tuner to tune all the guitars between every take, even if you think the guitars are in tune. And he said, we more or less did that. You know, my brother and I each had a tuner, and I'm like, use the same tuner. Period. Everyone used the same tuner, because tuners could be a little different, and that's what it was. So, more life lessons there. So, don't say we never did anything useful on this show. Don't say all we do is complain. We actually give some news you can use once in a while. So, let's read what this user, libpar2017, wrote on the talk page of the agorism article. And we'll link this in the show notes. But, and this is the thing, too, like, Janiel Schulman made a bunch of edits to this page and to other pages about his stuff. And I think other editors on Wikipedia should look into that. But if you just make a change on Wikipedia, it usually gets rejected. If you make a change and in detail with citations on the talk page explain why you made it, it tends to stay. And even if the person who, you know, you deleted their thing comes and, like, angrily, like, reverts it, The experienced editors on Wikipedia will look at, you know, their justification and the justification of the person that deleted it and make a ruling. And it's generally right. It's like kind of like the market working with information. So can you, Jim, can you start reading this? And about halfway through, go to Jeremy.
All right. Just cut me off. How about that?
Yeah.
Janiel Schulman has a long hit.
We're going out in a second here.
Okay.
Let's just talk about what a weenie this guy is.
Okay.
A little more. Then we'll start when we get back. Jim, do you like Janiel Schulman? Do you think he's great?
No, we go back. About
Angela Keaton knows him really well, like for decades, by the way. She wasn't just talking out her butt like we
did. She gave us some wonderful information about him that we
can't
possibly
say in public. Yeah, if this is the stuff we're saying, imagine what we can't say.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
tired of those old Freedom Fiends buttons? Well, the Freedom Fiends have new button designs.
As always, it's only $10 for 10 buttons, and you'll get these nifty designs. By sheep, for sheep, on sheep.
State speech is hate speech.
Two designs for Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
Fiendbot 3000.
Fiend phone.
Bipcot no gov.
Bad audio is a hate crime.
A Freedom Fiends worms button.
And ask me about my worms.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
And now they're bigger buttons.
They used to be 1¼ inch, and now they're 1¾ inch. Dan, they're bigger buttons.
Hey, there's some Squiscar Squig Elves from Death Clocks. And you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess it says worms now. So there you go.
So we're talking about J. Neal Schulman, this sci-fi writer who at least one person I know on Facebook says he's a good book writer, but everyone knows you can't make movies. So we're going to finally read these edits, this thing on the talk page of the agorism article on Wikipedia by the Wikipedia user named LibPair2017. All right, so Jim, why don't you read till the break, and then we get back. We'll pitch to Jeremy, and he'll be a catcher. Read it as Jim, too. Not as Rickenbacker.
I do not consent to this.
Am I being detained? All right, go.
It sounds like I'm being more than detained in this situation.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, Jim.
J. Neal Schulman has a long history of adding himself into this article, and he has been edited out many times, was even banned, but came back under a sock puppet and IP accounts to put himself back in. For longtime editors were on top of reverting his bunk edits, but perhaps some of those editors have retired from Wikipedia because his likely untrue, absolutely thinly wrong-sourced edits have remained. I am going to remove most of them and explain with sourcing why I'm removing them. I am almost certain that within days he will jump back on here with some account and revert the changes, but he will not be able to provide Wikipedia compliant citations of why he is reverting them. J. Neal Schulman was, according to Konkin, one of the first people to use agorism as a plot device in a novel alongside Knight, so that will remain. But all the J. Neal Schulman co-created agorism was put there in the article by J. Neal Schulman, and nothing Konkin or anyone else of note ever said confirms that J. Neal Schulman claimed to be the co-creator of agorism. He was an early adopter at best. I'll explain this entry as I make edits to give you more information than the short text that I will put in the edit box. Reason LibPair 2017. Talk 00. Okay, just kidding. Furthermore, read the first few years of edits on this page. I'm just kidding. From 2000
link
2007.
Link. Just,
yeah.
Say link. Just say link. There's a link. Yeah.
Views on property. Bah. I attempted to link Neal J. Schulman to the related article, but I am not the master. Not a master in the finer points of wiki editing. This is Schulman trying to add himself into the article. From 2011, removed completely for improper Schulman self-reference. Mention of Schulman removed where citation is needed, since he have tried to insert himself into the article, be in numerous COI disputes, and is now blocked. Is sorting, am I saying that right?
I don't know what that
is. It's his typo.
Okay, is sorting a lot of deleted source stuff. This includes Konkin himself talking about Schulman. That's kind of interesting that a published author has typos.
Anyways, yeah. It is interesting, but it's not really. It doesn't say anything about the writer.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you have it in here. Sorted, so, yeah. This is likely Schulman trying to restore, and then you pointed out his typo. His poorly sourced edits years later. HTTP link. In 2006, the only mention of Shulman on the article was science fiction writer J. Neil Shulman promoted the ideas in his Jim. Novel Alongside Night from him. This is J. Neil Shulman on Wikipedia. Link. This is
there's some of the first edits adding in J. Neil Shulman were J. Neil Shulman as the name. What is it? J. Neil is the username, and not only is it him, like, he fights for his right to prove it's him at some point in the distant past, where some experienced Wikipedia editor, you know, basically said, like, I don't know who you are, but I don't even know if you're who you're saying you are. So go on.
Every edit on this article is about him or on articles about his books or agorism. He is also currently blocked for editing articles. Did you spill more stuff on your board there?
That's
Michael?
Not me.
Oh, okay.
You heard dog leashes. You know it's not okay. Me.
No.
Jeremy's into that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm fine. I almost got attacked by a gigantic mosquito, so my headphones went flying.
All right. He's also currently blocked for editing articles about himself and inserting himself into articles. Both of these actions are expressly forbidden on Wikipedia. Here's him trying to prove who he says he is, and Wikipedia editors who are versed in libertarianism saying that they've never heard of him. A link. The whole story and in this article, many examples of Daniel Shulman try to insert himself into with no real adequate proof that he's adding. More when we get back.
In the market.
Try to insert
the agorist market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT no-gov merchandise. The BIPCOT no-government license is licensed under the BIPCOT no-government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT no-government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPstrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BIPCOT. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BIPCOT.org. That's BIPCOT.org.
Or it could be a verb, too. Man, I had these people that I met at Porkfest come stay at my place afterwards for a few days. And man, they totally conked the place. It was horrible. I had to fumigate when they were done. All right, so before we pitch to Jeremy reading the second half of Wikipedia user... What's this guy's name? What's my name? I mean, no, not me. What's this person's name?
Oh, LibPair 2017.
Yeah, yeah. If you pronounce it right, it's you. All right, so there. Jim's gonna read a quick bit. There was a thing where Jim read about this person, LibPair 2017, citing that, you know, one of the many times that J. Neil Konkin had attempted to edit himself into this page and had been challenged by an editor. All right, there's a thing on J. Neil's user page before he got blocked, and he's so bad at Wikipedia, you know, at understanding it, that it's hard to tell when this happened or who said what, but you can tell by context. So there's a section called Show Us Proof. Read the first line by the Wikipedia editor who says he's a libertarian.
Okay. You have an obligation to post evidence that you are, in fact, Neil J. Shulman, if you wish to make such claims.
Neil J. Shulman. All right. Read L. Neil Shulman, J. Neil Shulman's reply.
That's J. Neil Shulman, not J.
Neil J. Schulman.
Not Neil J. Schumann. Here's the appeal to authority. Here's the appeal to self. Go ahead. What's this?
Even know that you haven't been in any branch of the libertarian movement to qualify.
No, you're doing it wrong. You're trying to do too much. You're trying to do comic book guy. What J. Neil Schulman replied was, if you don't even know that, in other words, if you don't know who I am, don't you know who I am? He said, if you don't even know that, you haven't been in any branch of the libertarian movement long enough. Well, okay, there's some typos in this. He omitted some words because he was angry. He said, if you don't even know that, you haven't been in any branch of the libertarian movement to qualify yourself for editing anything of substance. He left out the word the words long enough, but you get it. So yeah, it was kind of confusing. It is. Like, so 10 years ago, probably, this guy is challenging, is appeal to self-authority. I think that's the name of this thing. Yeah.
Appeal to self-irrelevance.
Yeah. Appeal to self-relevance. All right.
Irrelevance.
Yes.
All right. So Jeremy,
his own significance, like I said.
Reading the Wikipedia.
I will, but actually this is the one part that I actually later on in the show us the proof section is probably the funniest thing to me of this whole entire thing, because what we read earlier, his basically response to us in regards to not calling yourself an agorist if you don't like his horrible, horrible movie, and basically laying claim to the word and saying that, you know, he is the final arbiter of that. Where is this line in here? Oh, now I lost it. Darn it.
Okay, so
he actually challenged that in here and said he challenged the editor and said, who are you to determine what an agorist is? And it's like, okay, now later on you're doing that to everybody else. Like, yeah. Pick one, yeah. Neil. Pick one. Pick it.
Yep. Okay, so this whole thing happened in 2011. I just drilled down and determined it. So here's what got him blocked. It was disruptive editing of the Wikipedia page for Lady Magdalene, which is one of his books. Apparently somebody, probably him, made a Wikipedia page for his book, Lady Magdalene. And here's what one of the experienced Wikipedia editors wrote right before they blocked this real J. Neil Schulman account. Please stop your disruptive editing. If you continue to vandalize Wikipedia as you did to Lady Magdalene's page with this edit link, you may be blocked from editing. This is August 2011. So after he got blocked, he came back with a couple sock puppets and a couple just like IPs, you know, like didn't even make an account. It's funny. Here's the irony, too, is this guy calls anyone who criticizes him like a sock puppet.
Or a troll.
That happen. Or a troll. But he calls people sock puppet all the time. He is apparently very guilty of sock puppetry. All right. So let's get through this article.
Butch, by the way, that was his other movie, Lady Magdalene, which makes Alongside Night seem like Citizen Kane. Oh,
God. Nice.
I'm not going to sit through that one.
Don't. No, but you have to sit through the ad at the very beginning, though.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh, the edit. The edit he put in was adding in his link, like the web link, ladymagdalenes.com. So that's kind of a no-no, too. Like it's you know, unless it's done right, if you just put in a lot of links, outside links out of Wikipedia, it's pretty obvious that you're trying to promote on Wikipedia. So go ahead, Jeremy, please read the rest of the talk page edits from today.
Oh yeah, so we left off with Jim reading the wonderful edit from this mysterious LibPair 2017.
Yes.
We left off is what we were just talking about. It says here's him trying to prove who he says he is, and the Wikipedia editors who are versed in libertarianism saying they've never heard of him. The whole history of this article has many examples of J. Neil Schulman editing it to insert himself with no real adequate proof of what he's adding. After his J. Neil account got banned, this is him coming back and making edits that are there today. Henderson, Nevada, that's where he lives. IP address.
Is that where he lives, Jim?
No, he lives in Pahrump, but a lot of the the internet always geolocates into there for Southern Nevada, and people always accuse me of living in Henderson because they'll geolocate my address, and I'm like, nope.
Yep. Same thing with me. With me and Casper, it always comes up as Douglas, whichever IP address I'm using on whichever internet provider. It's weird. Douglas is a smaller town, but it's where all the hubs are for the internets, I guess. All right.
Yeah, I guess that's how that works. So, and here's a typical edit from that IP address, and there's a link saying, and then it's adding an unsourced puffery about Schulman.
Puffery. Great word.
The edits of this other IP address are all Schulman stuff. This is true. Some more experienced editors may want to look for Schulman added Schulman praise in some of the other articles edited by that IP and by blocked user Janiel. I'm not saying that it's not he's not notable. He likely is notable, but he has edited his own articles a lot, as well as editing this article on agorism to overplay his role in its creation.
Ouch. And it's all true, and I do believe what LibPair 2017 said, that within a day or two, Janiel Schulman, under some sock puppetry account, will come in and try to revert all these edits. And it is very likely that experienced Wikipedia editors will revert his reversion, and it may turn into an edit war, and he will get banned every time he comes on, because he can't provide the proof that he's claiming, you know. And is there a part in there about keep going, go ahead.
Oh, then you know, then this person had to add some edits, I guess. So wow, they're quite busy today apparently. So there's some links to Konkin's essay, The New Libertarian Manifesto, that defined agorism.
That's the main thing that Janiel Schulman points to when he says on here that in his, you know, claim that he's the creator of it. And if you actually read it and go in there, all Konkin said was that Alongside Night, the book, was an example of literature of agorism in literature, not that he was a co-creator. And here's the thing, man, Konkin's dead, so we can't ask him. So every claim that Janiel Schulman makes that he is the co-creator of agorism is cited in a circular motion back to something of Schulman's. All right, please read on, sir.
Yeah, well, also before I continue. Yeah, I mean, come on. If you have more proof than this, why not just produce it? I don't understand. What's the big deal?
Show us the birth certificate of agorism.
Yeah, he's written a lot of stuff. Surely there must be in there, like, oh, like me and my buddy were talking about this, and we guess how he came up with it, or some radio interview or speech or something. Not his own book.
or anything else like written from Konkin that says this, other than these vague references to the fact that he used it in his, you know, he was an early adopter, essentially, like it was said before, because that's basically what he was like. Even the one thing that says he took it to another level, I think there's some reference to that. It still doesn't mean that he, you know, he had anything to do with it. He was just saying it in fantasy.
He kind of relies on obscurity with that, because he says, you know, he's citing something that Konkin wrote, supposedly. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think he wrote it. He wrote an afterword for Alongside Night. And it's a long, rambling essay about agorism that twice barely mentions the book that it's in. And all it says really is, again, that it was an example. And Janiel Schulman, when he made these edits, was counting on the fact that nobody owns a copy of the book and it's not online, because he'll kill you if you put it online, I guess, because he's totally into IP. But actually, on Amazon, Amazon has a feature called Look Inside This Book on some books, and this is one of them. You can read the afterword, and there's a link in here for that, to go check that. So the fact that no one has a copy of this book, that no Wikipedia editors have a copy of this book, is now out the door, because you can check it. So read on, please, sir.
Okay, so we left off. This actually pretty much explained that. It's hard to make heads or tails of the footnotes in this PDF, because he starts the numbering over each section, and there's no page numbering on it. But the only mention of Schulman in that PDF is the reference to his book Alongside Night, and it's only as an example of agorism in the literature. Not this book, this guy, helped me invent agorism. In its last section, Action, Our Tactics, its footnote in that section, there are
footnote
several.
Footnote number one. There are several footnote number one in this PDF. But it's the last one. It's the one that references. So it's telling where to find that. See, the thing is, like, these are such obscure things. Nobody, I think, has ever actually checked them. But this person apparently did the footwork and has the documents.
Apparently, allegedly. Of course, publication, public speaking, writing fiction with agorist message. The footnote leads to Alongside Night by Daniel Schulman as and expected sequels. Whatever happened to that, Neil? Yeah. There's nothing in that manifesto to support this claim on the wiki page. So, yeah. Boo you, Neil. Stop cheating, so
that
man.
That was removed.
Physically.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Are you doing your cock imitation?
Baby cock.
Baby cock.
What's that? I don't get it.
When he was little.
Oh, baby cock. Okay. I thought it was some pop culture reference. All right, so.
The baby Schulman.
Schulman! This will go down on your permanent record of Wikipedia. All right, last segment here, and then we're going to do the redemption in the third act. So go ahead. This is the most important part here.
Yeah, so the second edit starts off with a link, and it says, circular reference. This text was inserted by J. Neil Schulman, quoting J. Neil Schulman, and the reference is a book by J. Neil Schulman. J. Neil Schulman loves circular references. He sometimes
let me stop right there. Circular references are a violation of Wikipedia policy. They call it that. All right, go on.
He sometimes even says he is the co-founder of Agorism, then cites this article on Agorism, which he has heavily edited many times to add himself as proof. Here's an example on his Facebook where he quotes a glowing fan letter someone allegedly sent him. The letter references the Agorism Wikipedia article as how the person learned of Schulman's contributions to Agorism, and then it gives a link to
the...
And I know he's done it more, but this person, not me, FlipPair2017...
Has a lot more suspicions, but not all the additional proof.
Couldn't find them all because when you search, you know, when you try to do a Google search for that, when you put L. Neil Schulman in quotes and put agorism and put Wikipedia, it's hard. You know, there's so many things that come up of the Wikipedia, like his edits on Wikipedia come up, not his, because his blogs don't have any like Google standing, really. You know, they've all got like, oh, his main blog has what's the number? What's it called? The number that tells you how cool you are on the internet.
The Alexa number.
Yeah, his Alexa. The higher it is, the worse it is.
It was like 17 million or something.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Like 17. It's actually like 13 million now, I think, because we've been sending people there to laugh.
So you're welcome, yeah. Neil.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So redemption. Is there any here?
He's getting old and he's still pretty heavy. He'll be gone soon.
Don't be fattest. You know what? I have a rule since I'm kind of plump myself. I'm not fattest about anyone except cops. Because cops, first of all, in libertarian, in LibPair, there wouldn't be any fat cops because a fat cop can't chase somebody. Second of all, they're fat on our money. So I will make fun of fat cops, but. I don't want to wish this guy dead. I think he should just change. I think he should quit. I think he should keep making good stuff and quit BSing people, you know? Like,
find good stuff.
Well,
stuff people like. He's, I don't know. He wrote one episode of a television show 27 years ago. He wrote,
okay, but
Alongside Night was on Crown Books when it first came out. which is a major publisher, but that was a long time ago.
Well, so, exactly. That's the point. He had, if he had anything else, like it said before, that, you know, I saw that quoted in a bunch of different places, you know, that book and its, you know, expected sequels, like when did anything ever, you know, when anything ever come after it? What else did he do? That's kind of the point. What have
you done for me lately, baby?
Apparently, he's done nothing but try to edit his own Wikipedia pages. Like, that's all he's been doing since he wrote those books.
Yeah. I think he's done. I'm sure he'll, like, I'm sure tomorrow we'll wake up to blog posts of him screaming furiously of enumerating the things he's done that we should care about. You know what? If they were important, we would have heard of them. Because we're in Liberty. I've heard of this guy. I'm not like that Wikipedia article guy, editor, who may have been just pulling his chain because he's acting so self-important by saying, I've read a lot of libertarian books and I've never heard of you. But I've definitely heard of him.
I hadn't heard him until Jim introduced me to him. So, and I had read a decent amount of stuff beforehand, never came across the guy.
Yeah, I was only remotely knowing who he was when I first
come to think of it, most I think the first thing I heard of him was him like yelling at someone about how important he was.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah. You know, I said a long time ago that all fights from like schoolyard punching matches to like nuclear bombs being dropped all start with some variation of "Don't you know who I am?" Especially cops killing people.
When someone says no to when I ask them that, do you know who I am? And they say no. I say, good.
then they want to beat you up to prove so you'll remember them. All right. Good luck, Shulman.
Get a job, you bum.
Oh, man. I didn't say that.
That's all right.
That was Jeremy.
Yell at me.